on 882 6PR. This is Simon Beaumont.
Well, it starts this Sunday in Perth on the Foxtel Comedy Channel. It's called Whose Line Is It Anyway? It's the world-famous comedy show. And joining me in the studio are Cal Wilson and Tommy Little, the host of Whose Line Is It. And welcome to Perth, everybody.
Hey,
thank
you so much for having us. And can I say I'm so sorry for Cal Wilson being in your city. Yeah. Because we got here last night because she pretends like she's this gorgeous mother, this beautiful lady. The amount of cocaine and hookers that were consumed last
night.
Don't
you say that about
her.
You
said you would never tell.
But I lied. Don't you say that about her.
And she's compared to your sins, I think lying is we can get away with.
I love Cal Wilson a little bit. Not as much as her husband probably does, but I do love you a bit, Cal.
Oh, thank you, Simon. Well,
Australians' audiences love you, don't they?
I'm feeling very fortunate.
Apart from Tommy. Apart from your new host.
Yeah, apart from Tommy. He's vile.
No, I love you. I think it's a wild ride that I'm happy to be a part of.
Wow, that sounded like an interesting review. I've been very fortunate to be embraced like Farlap.
Yeah.
Do you reckon you're going to get a statue?
I reckon they're going to take me apart. My heart will be in Canberra. Then they'll put my skin in the Melbourne Museum and then they'll give New Zealand my skeleton.
Oh, for a minute I thought you were getting Farlap and Braveheart confused. William Wallace. You know how they send his...
I've never seen the movie.
Oh, well, this is good conversation then.
Yeah, what a marvellous start we've made.
Tell us about this new show, Tommy. How did you get to be host? You've got all this radio and stand-up career, but how did you get to be host of this one?
Sexual favours and money.
Oh, really?
Yeah, if you put the right the right things in the right pockets, Simon, you'll be amazed what doors open for you.
If you do write your autobiography, Sexual Favours and Money is a great title for your autobiography.
Well, I've already got my name for my autobiography.
What's that?
I've done worse for less. But it's a great gig because for me, I just get to sit back and watch the most amazing improvisers in the country do their thing.
Yeah.
And I just have to laugh, enjoy, and then occasionally give them a bit of crap when it doesn't go as.
So tell us about the format, Cal. How does it work if people haven't seen it? I mean, it's been in America, it's been in England, it's been in Lithuania, all these great places. How does it work?
Tommy, the host, gives us suggestions for scenes and we improvise around those suggestions. A live band, which is fantastic. So we get to sing Feel Like Rockstars.
Yeah, house band. Beautiful.
Yep, which is fantastic. And then we just have great fun.
Yeah.
Has been a dream gig.
Yeah, I think the secret to this show so far has been as long as we have a lot of fun doing it, that should come across to the audience. And we're all live performers, so we made sure that in the studio it felt like a party. It was a great live show for our audience in studio. So people often, if they go see a TV show being filmed, they'll never go to see one ever again. It'll take hours and hours. There'll be heaps of stop downs and breaks and they'll hate it.
Right.
Okay. With our audience, they had a wait list to come back in to see the next
after
show,
the first
to see another
show,
episode.
Like it was kind of, awesome. It was sold out kind
yeah,
of.
Yeah, that's good feedback. Yeah. So a great cast is Tommy Little is the MC, the host. Rhys Darby, Cal Wilson, favourite. Awesome. Yep. She's great. Tegan Higginbotham I've seen on The Bounce.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Susie Youssef. Steen, Raskopoulos, Bridie, Connell and Tom Walker. Great stand-up, guys. Great history there, isn't there?
Well, and newbies as well. So, Bridie and Tom haven't been on TV in Australia before, I don't think, and they are so brilliant and hilarious.
Bridie is brilliant and hilarious. Tom is a simpleton who is beyond reproach.
Yes, he's definitely the whipping boy already. Like, right from the first moment, we were like, oh, it's Tom that everyone's going to pick up. he's brilliant. He went to he studied in Paris at the Gaulier Clown School, or as Tommy likes to call it.
Clown TAFE.
He went to Clown TAFE.
He's got a certificate 3 in being a dickhead.
So it's really exciting to be part of a show that has established people, but it's also got newcomers that Australia hasn't seen before, but they're about to fall in love with, and I'm so excited about it.
So they don't know what you're going to give them, Tommy, whatever improv stuff you come up with.
No, I can't stress that enough.
Yeah.
Because these guys are so good that people see it and they go, oh, they must have known. They didn't, right?
Okay.
With writers, we would sit down and in our days off between filming, we would sit there and think of suggestions and things to put in the hat. So not only do I know they haven't seen that, I know that because we wrote them and put them in the hat.
Sure.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, okay.
We have no interest. And improvising is what they do best.
Mm. Yeah,
if it was scripted, these guys would be rubbish.
Can you give me?
There's no joy. Like if you gave us a suggestion and we did a scene about it, and then you made us do another scene about it, the second scene would suck because the joy comes from, oh, I didn't know that's what we were getting, and it's the first thing off the top of your head out of your mouth that you go with, and it's like dicking around at a party. It's like being the best corner of the room with everyone, just
with the cool guys,
making stuff up. It's brilliant.
Tommy, can we get any little sneak previews? I know there is some previews out and about. Any sneaky topics? topics you might be able to let our listeners into?
I mean, it's all a joy, to be honest, because the thing that happens with these guys is you give them one scene and you think you plan to do 7 or 8 of these scenes from a hat, if that's a game we're playing, and you do one and they've been going for 10 minutes and they're still coming up with funny stuff.
Yeah, okay.
And so just the sheer amount of funny material is great. We should warn your fine, upstanding listeners, it is pretty filthy.
Okay.
It's on at 4:30 p.m. on a Sunday on the
really,
Comedy Channel.
It kickstarts your Sunday night into a level of debauchery that you weren't expecting.
Yeah, if grandma's sitting
it's
down
to look forward to,
to have her dinner at 4:30 on a Sunday and watch the Comedy Channel for some pleasant viewing, she might get a shock, but she'll love it.
It's a bit rude.
We are overselling that slightly, but it is more adult than the original.
Yeah, sure.
We're not overselling that. It's filthy. I've never heard the C-bomb being thrown around
Tommy
so many. Whoa, I'm just being honest to the fine people that are listening.
Tommy thinks the C-bomb means commitment, though, so that is what he's talking about.
What is it?
I'll tell you.
It's commitment, yes, it is commitment for 6PR listeners.
Well, Foxtel said they're committed to a second season, so I'm like, isn't it? That's guys, you can't drop the C-bomb just like that.
All right, so this Sunday from 4:30, be part of it. Cal, you're my favourite. I don't know if you're Tommy's favourite. Is she, mate? Come on. She's your fave?
Oh, being the only one in the room at this current time, of course.
Wow, what a compliment.
Yeah.
We'll be watching, guys. We were watching with our grandparents on Sunday.
But if it helps, I'm not even Cal's favourite host and I'm the only one. So.
You're the Ringo of the hosts of Who's Line.
Thanks, guys. We'll be watching. Cheers.
Thanks, Simon.
Thank you, mate.